Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
Welcome to today's episode. We're on number 240 of Your Ultimate Life, and today we're going to talk about one of everybody's favorite topics, pain. Pain. What does pain have to do with your ultimate life? Well, as it turns out, a lot. I don't know about you, but my guess is you've gone through a lot of pain. My guess is physical pain, you've had your share of. My guess is emotional pain, you've had more than your share of, probably. Why would I say that? Well, here's why. I don't know, okay, but it has seemed to me that those who have way more than their share of emotional pain are the ones that are fighting, seeking, struggling, and looking to create the ultimate life. My experience has been those who don't have their share of pain don't have the courage, don't have what it takes to create the ultimate life most of the time. And I'm not saying that's a rule and it has to be true, and there's obviously exceptions all the time. But that's been my guess. So I would guess that you have had more than your share of emotional pain and a pile of physical pain. We're going to talk about three things. One, what is pain? Number two is, why do we have it? And number three is pain versus suffering, because those are way different things. They're not the same at all. What is pain? Well, in the very literal sense in the body, pain is a warning. It's a warning of danger to keep you from doing something to do more damage. It's a warning that perhaps some damage has already been done. We have an interesting fireplace. It's not really a fireplace in this house that we've just rented almost two months ago now. It's a really nice place. And we moved because we needed a bigger place because Joy's mom, my wife's mom, has come to live with us and we wanted some more rooms for her so she could have some area that was her private area. She's, 89 and was living on her own in a condo, fell down, broke her hip. Oh, gee, that's pain. So she had some pain in her life, and I went to the hospital, and they were going to do surgery, and they didn't, fortunately, but they thought they were going to, and then ultimately decided not to. So they wouldn't let her out of the hospital to go home by herself. She had to have somewhere to go. She came with us, and because we're in this COVID situation, even though, her recovery is pretty good, and she's getting a lot of good mobility back. She's staying with us, and we hope she just stays with us permanently. Where we were, we had an extra bedroom, but it wasn't really set up well, so our lease was up anyway, and rather than renew it, we just decided to move. So I'm telling you about this fireplace in this new place. Now, this house was built in an area of very large homes. It's about 30 years old. I think it was built in 1992 or something, so 28 years old. But at the time it was built, these homes were very luxurious. Like, there's homes in this neighborhood with big pillars and sweeping this, that, and the other. And it's very, it's really impressive. Okay. Anyway, inside this particular house, the people decided to put in this weird kind of fireplace. And it is a vertical fireplace. It is two concentric glass tubes inside of each other, and gas burns in the fireplace, and it's released at the bottom and spins around in kind of a little vortex in a flame that's about 2.5, maybe 3 feet tall in this beautiful little concentric chimney that you can see right through it because it's glass. Anyway, stupid me, because there were two pieces of glass, I thought maybe the outside one wasn't that hot. And so without being super careful and doing a really lightning touch, I laid my hand on it and burned it. And the outside glass was quite hot, literally burn your skin to the bone hot if you left it there very long. Fortunately, my body had a pain reaction. I had pain. I yanked my hand away very quickly. Because I hadn't planned on that, it was slower than if I had just been, you know, planning going dit and doing that really quick touch. I didn't do that. In hindsight, that was stupid. I should have. But anyway, that was pain. So pain is what my mother-in-law experienced when she fell. It's what I experienced when I touched that hot chimney. It is a warning of danger. It is something to prevent you from further danger. And you have to decide what to do with it. So, for example, this morning, every morning I do exercise, and part of that includes limbering. Now, those of you that have followed me know that I've done martial arts very, very actively for many years. I'm not active in competition or anything now, but I still do a lot of limbering and stretching. And so after the hospital stays that I had and dying and it destroying my body, I've had to work very, very hard to get back limber. And part of the limberness that you get in martial arts, of course, is the in the legs, doing the splits front to back, and then, of course, the hard ones, which are side to side. Now, I've been working on that, trying to get those back. And on my left side, there is still quite a bit of pain. So, again, it's a warning from the body to go slow. Now, if you think in your body right now, where are your pains? Do you have pains in your shoulder or your neck or your back? There's two kinds of pains in the body. One is an actual pain where you have, you know, pulled a muscle or cut something, and that is a nerve reaction. There's another kind of pain, which I discovered about 10 years ago, that is real live pain, but it's something the body is doing for you to accommodate a need you have. So let me be more specific, and I'll do another whole episode on this later, but what this is a pain to prevent you from dealing with some other pain. So, for example, if you read the book Mind Over Back Pain, Dr. John Sarno talks a lot about pains that we have, real live pain, where the body creates pain by starving something of blood in order for you not to have to deal with some emotional pain that is worse. And so it's saying you don't really want to deal with that. Let's have a real pain of physical nature here instead. So I've had that too about 10 years ago when I did my back. I hurt my back badly and I was crawling around the house on my hands and knees and went to the doctor and, you know, was on heavy duty pain meds and they did an MRI and they told me they needed to do back surgery and, you know, I had stenosis and they were going to have to go in there and clean out the spine and do some stuff, laminectomy and all that jazz. Then I read that book and I realized that I believed with all my heart that this was not true, that the pain was real and the hurt was real, but that there was another way to do this. So I adopted a regime of meditation and physical therapy and removed all problems because I realized that pain was one that I had imposed on myself. So a pain, whether it's emotional or physical or both, is something that is an indication of damage and a warning against further damage. So we have it for that reason, for damage control, but we also have it for growth. I have this favorite motivation, a video that I listen to. I've watched it a few times, but mostly I just listen. It's about half hour. And it talks about pain is necessary. Every pain is a lesson. Every pain is turning you into something phenomenal, is a quote from that particular thing. And you can argue with that, and I would have when I was in the middle of pains, like this pain isn't doing anything except destroying me. And I've certainly felt that way and been angry about it and frustrated and everything else. Sometimes when I'm smart enough, at the time I realize this is a growth process. Sometimes it's only later when I realize that it's a growth process. But the answer to why we have pain, beyond the warning of damage, which is if you put your hand on a chimney like I did, or you cut yourself, or you're stretching too far, pain, especially the emotional kind, is a growth opportunity. Wow, think about that, especially the emotional kind. So because this is a motivational thing that I listen to, they're talking about defeat and people laughing at you and the doubting yourself and that you're not good enough and that you'll never get there and you can't, you won't, you shouldn't, you should not try, you should not do that. Who do you think you are? How dare you think you can, you know, fill in the blank, create that business, do that thing, climb that mountain, overcome that handicap? How dare you think you could do that? That pain, especially when it comes from those close to us, especially when it comes from those that we desperately want to love, support and us and be on our side, that pain is almost unbearable. And I'll bet, without knowing you, that you've had your share of that too. Because every single person that is trying to do something good, every single person that is committed to that life of service, remember, your ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create. How? By serving others with your divine gifts. I can promise you, if you're doing that or trying to do it, you've got naysayers and even those close to you who think you couldn't, shouldn't, won't, can't, fill in the blank. So this podcast is here to tell you, you can, you should, you will keep going. The pain is a growth process. Now I'm going to go on to the third part of this, which is pain versus suffering. And this is something that was really hard for me to learn. And I still am working hard on this. Pain is that initial experience of something damaging, whether it is a slap in the face physically, like somebody smacks you, or it is a slap in the face emotionally when someone doesn't support you or ridicules you or laughs at you or says bad things to your face or behind your back or whatever. That's pain. It happens. It usually comes from outside. You fell down physically, or you get smacked emotionally or physically. That comes from outside. Suffering is not pain. Pain is required. Suffering is optional. Now, some people might say, how dare you say that? I've been suffering for so long. Well, this is good news for you because you can stop suffering right now. Pain is required, suffering is optional. So let's go to the examples that I've talked about, and you can think of your own. I had pain in my back 10 years ago. Excuse me. I had pain in my back 10 years ago that was really bad, and I was literally crawling around the house, my hands and knees, and they were going to operate and everything else. When I read that book, I realized that this very likely was the symptom of an emotional difficulty I hadn't dealt with. Now, it turned out for me that was this whole depression thing because it was 10 years ago when I finally started to face the 35 years of depression, 40 years since I was 15 to 55. When I was, for 40 years, I'd been dealing with undiagnosed and untreated depression. And rather than deal with it, my body created this back problem. Okay, wow. So their suffering stopped. I realized, wait a minute, there is something else going on here. And from that moment on, the pain was replaced with a determination to do something different. So the suffering ended. There was still pain. It didn't vanish in a day. It took months. But after 4.5 or 5 months of meditation and focused work internally, and beginning to realize where the genesis was and everything, it went away. So let's talk about the pain in our hearts when someone smacks us. That pain comes in the instant the insult is delivered. Suffering can stop as soon as we realize that whatever anyone said is their story. Each of us looks at life through our own lens, and that's not bad. That's the only one we've got. It is our set of beliefs, definitions, experiences, expectations, and perceptions. That's an acronym I call BDEEP. Your BDEEP defines your reality. So if somebody slaps you anyway, you know, emotionally tells you you can't, shouldn't, won't, you're a failure, whatever they tell you. That is through the lens of their be deep, their beliefs, definitions, experiences, expectations, and perceptions. And it has nothing to do with who you are and what you're capable of. So the minute you realize that is through their lens, you can end the suffering because it is no longer truth. It is only something you take on board if you choose to. What you know is they're saying, well, the world is red and they've got on red glasses. That is their situation. Only they can change that. It won't matter what you do. They've still got on red glasses. That learning right there applied to every situation, realizing that pain is necessary, suffering is optional, and that you can immediately get rid of suffering as soon as you realize that the pain, especially the emotional kind, comes from someone else's view of the world and has nothing at all to do with reality. Internalizing that and seeing how many places you can apply that today is your challenge as you create your ultimate life. Open your heart
and this time around. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet on the ground.